Welcome to Mucow Media's Thought for the Day for Tuesday, 26th of May. Have you ever wondered who really benefits when you get one of those petition round robins that comes through your mailbox? Well, I got one of them today via a tweet from a respected source online, and I followed the link, being suspicious character as I am, followed the link because one of the things that strikes me about these petitions, usually, by the way, protesting against horrendous cruelty to innocent and defenceless animals somewhere in the world. But one of the things that always strikes me about these links is that quite often under further investigation, they either turn out to be not what they seem or quite often nowhere near as bad as they seem. I'm thinking of one a little while ago. I don't know if any of you remember this. Sick artist starves dog to death in the name of art. And I did a bit of research on that, and that actually turned out to be probably not true. So these things don't stand up to investigation. Now, the one that came through this morning had a fantastically compelling headline. It was live puppies used as shark bait. And so I went and had a look at this. And the first thing that struck me was all links led back to National Geographic feature on their website from 2005. So that's the first thing. It's a four-year-old post about a very small number of people using stray dogs and cats as live shark bait in the Reunion Islands. So the first thing is it's not exactly a commonplace phenomenon, and the second thing is it's the article itself is about 4 years old. But the question that really strikes me is, given that these are such emotive issues and guaranteed to get such a volume of retweets and people passing it on through their mailing lists, who really benefits from this? Is it the hapless little puppies themselves, and nobody wants animals to come to any harm? Or is it the place where all the traffic ends up, National Geographic website? Well, worth the thought.